Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my lovely mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Can you hear my dog chewing the bone as I talk?
I sure can.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that before? Blaze, you know, should have told me.
Crumble, 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 crumble.
Oh, the man's got to eat. What do you expect? Now he's all mad at me. He's looking at me like I just destroyed his soul. Here. Eat the frog. All right. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. That's good. I heard you ate a black bean burger today instead of a meat burger. Oh,
can I tell you, please?
Yes.
Yesterday, I made sweet potato burritos, the most bizarrest ingredients in the world, and it was called Irresistible Sweet Potato Burritos or something.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah.
So see? Good. And then today I made a black bean burger.
Yep.
And it was okay. It was good. It was good. I think what made it good was I had a really good tomato, a lot of lettuce.
Yeah.
Thick pickles.
And you can't go in expecting to eat meat.
No.
And so if you make it its own thing, it's its own thing.
Meat just sounds gross right now. So that's my body must be saying, don't eat meat right now. So I'm not.
Yeah. See, my mom's texted me and was like, what kind of vegan burger can I make? And I just never get a veggie patty.
I just decided to make it from scratch.
It's good. But do not get a veggie patty ever, like one of those frozen ones. They're trash. Yeah. Absolute trash.
Well, good thing Instacart forgot it in my grocery list. So
that's what they forgot?
That's what they forgot.
The main ingredient?
They're going to barbecue. The guys are going to barbecue. So I'll just pull that out of the freezer. And I'm like, wait a minute. It never came.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, but then I texted them and I'm like, I didn't get this. And they credited my account.
That's annoying. Cause sometimes like I will order a huge order off of Whole Foods, like ginormous.
Yeah.
And I don't think to look to see if every,
all
100 of my things got.
Whoa,
there.
I lost you. There we go.
You good, Mom?
Try again.
I'm here. Are you here?
Oh, man. Okay. There you go.
Are you good?
I'm good. I can't do the cancel sound thing then.
The noise canceling?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been rambling. Mom, you want to tell us what the holidays of this week are?
Yes, I do want to tell you, Rachel.
All right. Thank you.
Today is National Coloring Book Day.
I love a good coloring book.
I love a good, especially with Flynn, because he gets down and so serious about it.
Oh, he is so serious.
Very serious. It's National Live Creative Day. I'm like, is that live or live?
Why is English language so difficult? Why is live and live the exact same spelling?
Yeah.
And there's no indication of which it is. It's just in context.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So I don't even know what that means. Live creation.
Be creative. Day. Be creative.
Oh, you froze. Oh, no.
I don't know. Did I fact check? No. But this one I'm excited about.
Wait, you froze? And I got about 10 seconds of nothing from you, and then you were at the end of your sentence? So
we're having troubles today, aren't we?
Apparently. Oh. Whatever. Who cares? Keep going.
Cream-filled donut day. Hello, Boston cream donuts.
Donuts with filling. I love a jelly filling in a donut.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. Oh. I like strawberry filling, I think.
Mm. I like raspberry.
Ooh, yeah. I want to go raspberry. I switch it.
Raspberry. But I would never say no to a Boston cream donut. Eclair.
Oh, I was like, what's a Boston cream donut? Eclair? Oh, those are delicious.
Colleen and I made those.
Oh, I know.
They were so good.
I'm aware. I watch the vlogs.
Okay. Tuesday. You ready?
Yeah.
Neonatal Nurse Day. Holler out to my neighbor, Candace.
What does neonatal mean?
Baby. She does the intensive care babies. Oh, infants. Okay. Little okay. ones.
Like yeah. the NICU. The NICU. Yeah. NICU nurses. That's a hard sentence NICU. To say. NICU nurses.
Greenpeace Day.
Greenpeace?
Greenpeace. Being like, aware of your earth. Taking care of it.
Love the earth.
It's also World Lymphoma Awareness Day.
Gotta have the awareness.
Well, definitely. We don't like those cancer things.
Oh, I dropped my bottle. Okay. I'm sorry. I just hung out with all of my nephews and my niece. So, and I was engaged. I was super aunt today. So I am drained. I apologize. I did not save my energy for you guys. I gave it to the children.
Speaking of children.
Oh God, Mom did not like that story. She said, thank you, next.
No, it's a great segue. Wednesday's Play-Doh Day.
Oh, gotta love some Play-Doh.
And Guacamole Day.
Gotta love some guac.
Now, do you like your guacamole plain or with all the bits inside?
What do you mean the bits? Like, well, some people like put guacamole? Onion.
No.
Yeah, that's called guacamole.
Oh.
No. Do you mean... Do you mean guacamole. Smashed avocado versus guacamole?
Yes, so much better. Don't give me any cilantro.
You just hate cilantro. That's your only hiccup.
I do. All right. Thursday, National Professional House Cleaners Day, and Constitution and Citizenship Day.
Constitution Day?
And Citizenship Day, all in one.
Citizenship Day? This sounds strange.
Friday? It's the Air Force's birthday.
Happy birthday, Air Force. It's also, you did it. You flew.
HIV and AIDS with aging awareness day.
With aging?
Well, no, and aging awareness day. It's for older folks with HIV. Their awareness. Because, you know, you don't
people
just...
not Were people not aware that they exist?
I don't know.
Are they saying, hey, older people, be aware of it? Or are they saying, are we aware that older people have it?
What? Yeah, let's do the last one. We're real good at this, Rachel.
But you're the one. I'm trying to get facts here.
You didn't tell me to look up facts.
I said look up holidays.
Didn't tell me to. National POW MIA recognition day. I can't talk.
What? What did you POW? POW.
Prisoners of war.
Oh, why did you say that? How am I supposed to know what the word POW means? I'm not a soldier.
I think because I grew up Vietnam.
Yeah, you era. Grew up.
We had the little bracelets with a.
Yeah, your dad was a Marine.
Soldiers. Well, you know, not in the Vietnam War.
No, but I'm saying your dad knew these things. He was a freaking Marine.
Well, POW is prisoner of war and MIA is missing in action.
No, my dad was a sales manager.
So. Thank you to all the soldiers out there.
And sales managers.
Sales managers. Saturday. Rachel, I'm going to call you and talk like a pirate.
Arr.
You should have Dad read you the story that he reads the grandkids.
Which about one?
The pirate that liked dirty socks.
Oh, that sounds strange.
No. It's a great story.
How long is it?
How long is it?
How long would it take him to read me this?
Not too long. But it's good because he does it in a pirate voice.
Of course. Dad's stories are always the best. He's a sales manager.
That's right. National Gymnastics Day.
Oh, my gosh. Parker? Okay. Parker likes gymnastics.
Yes, he does.
And gymnastics stress me out. I think I have a fear of people breaking their neck. I think that's a fear of mine.
Because he flips through the air and doesn't put his hands on the ground.
Yeah, he learned how to do an aerial, which is a no-handed cartwheel. Mm-hmm. And his head is an inch from the ground.
And he does it going downhill.
Yes! I was like, hey, Flynn. I was hanging out with Flynn in the tent. That's a strange sentence. But Parker came up and he's like, guys, Flynn, I want to show you what I can do.
And I'm sure Flynn tried it too.
No, Flynn looked at him like, that is not how bodies work.
He always tries the cartwheels.
Oh, well, Duncan was doing cartwheels after, and he gave Duncan the same look of like, that's not how bodies work. But I was like, Parker, never again do that in front of me. And I went inside, and I was like, Jessica, where did he learn this? And she's like, he taught himself.
Yes, he did.
And did it in secret, because he knew we didn't want him to do it. I was like, that little sneak.
He had so a mat talented. Under him, right?
Yes, he did it over yes. the mat.
He did that for me too. Oh, it was a while ago.
I was like, don't ever do that in front of me again. I can't handle that. Nope, not even a little.
My heart. It was pretty cool though.
Oh, he's very talented.
Saturday is also Responsible Dog Ownership Day.
Oh, what's up, day to me? It's a day to
it's
me.
It's a Rachel day.
What's up, me?
Puppy Mill Awareness Day.
Don't have puppy mills, you don't. Nasties. It's don't also do it.
Eat an apple day.
Okay.
But you can this do it every like day.
Good, yeah, this all every sounds day. Like things you could do every day.
Yeah. The last one is Sunday, National Fried Rice Day.
I love a fried rice.
Oh, I love fried rice. It's so good.
Get in my belly, but first in my mouth.
Yes. And this whole week is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week because, hey, those truck drivers are bringing us our goods.
Honk, honk. That's all I have to say about that. Man, trucking, that's a hard job.
Yes.
That is a very hard job. I could never do it.
Mm-mm.
It's not just sitting there. Those guys have to be aware 24/7 of what's going on. I'm just yawning my face off. All right. That's all the holidays?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mom. Let's, before we get into the news, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today, which I know we do. We have a sponsor. All right. Can you hear my dog ripping up his toy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Please.
We can hear everything, Rachel.
How? My mic isn't supposed to pick up everything. Well. Whatever. All right. So usually I write all this stuff out and it's on my computer and I read it off of a neatly done Word document. But today I screenshotted things.
Because you were with kids.
Because I was with kids all day. So I didn't do my job. I'm sorry. Not really that much. So I screenshotted headlines. And it was worth it. We'll just make assumptions off the headlines that I screenshotted.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So
we'll make up our own.
TikTok star Addison Rae cast in She's All That remake. Oh my gosh. Okay. So for those who don't know, She's All That is a phenomenal movie. I believe made with Amanda Bynes originally.
The soccer one, right?
Yes. With Channing Tatum and Amanda Bynes. So good. So Addison Rae, who's a TikTok star, shout out, crossing over into mainstream media, getting a role. I didn't know that she was an actress. I hope everything goes amazingly to prove that just because you do social media doesn't mean like that is your limit.
Yeah.
Your limit is beyond and the stars and the galaxies. So I'm rooting for her. Get it some, girl. Proud of you. Get some. Yes. Okay. Oh. Where one thing gets made, another ends. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending.
Good.
They are no longer. They are canceling. It's done. It's over.
Yeah, there's something else.
I cannot believe they were still going.
Yeah,
me and either. All of it is fake. It is the most. I don't. If there is anyone who watches that show and goes, "Wow, this is their actual life," you've been bamboozled. You've been taking a ride on a liar boat. I don't know.
The wool's been pulled over your eyes.
Yeah, you sheep. What? What are these sayings? Not
I don't
mine.
Know.
Who's pulling wool over? What? Where'd you get some wool from? What is this saying? Why is it the saying?
Well, because.
Ah, cotton's been pulled up over your eyes. Like, what?
You can see through cotton, not through wool. Well, unless you knit it and it's like gaps in it. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. What else? Oh, this is a fun fact I read.
Okay.
Mooing like a cow can help your bowel movements.
Moo.
Are you trying to poop?
I'm seeing if it works.
Right now?
Oh, you have to do it while you're pooping?
No, but why are you mooing if you're going to try to poop right
well,
now?
Well, I was going to see if it made me have to go.
But we're podcasting, so what if it did?
I would say, Rachel, pause.
Apparently, oh my God. It's
it didn't
five
work.
God, science debunked.
Okay. Wait, is this mooing while you're pooing or just mooing on the whim?
Oh, I'm guessing while pooping. Again. Oh,
you didn't read it.
I screenshotted headlines and was going to look into them.
Okay, so let's do the story.
This is what it says. Do you know how to take the best poop according to science? And then it says, you've been pooping all wrong. A lot of factors go into your bowel movements, including your sitting position, your diet, and exercise. And then it says, here's why mooing like a cow, doing yoga, and more are in your best bowels interest.
You know, I think I read that article and I didn't read anything about mooing. It was about sitting.
Yeah, apparently squatting is the best.
And the science of the squat as opposed to the L-shape whatever.
Or the L-shape. My body will not poop when I'm using a squatty potty.
And I can only poop using a squatty potty or
my
bowels? Trash can right there or something to put your feet on.
Oh! Pooping in a trash can.
No.
I think maybe my bowels are the wrong shape direction or something.
I don't know.
I'll rock back and forth.
Oh, no, you do the side to side. Why are we talking about this?
You know, we do have 3 sponsors for today, so we probably shouldn't, but I'm going to keep going. I get so mad. Okay. I have a very good, you know, I'm vegan. I exercise. I do yoga.
You're regular is what you're saying.
I'm regular. I'm very regular. I do everything short of mooing. All right. So every morning it's clockwork. I'm good. Yes. Coffee. Sometimes while I'm making the coffee, just the smell of it, my body's like, oh, it's time. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'll get to enjoy my coffee in peace without a break in the middle. But I get so furious when I have a midday poop. Like I went this morning and it was great. And then this afternoon I was like, are you kidding me? I have
something
to go.
Different that you ate maybe.
Listen, I don't have time for this. This is not your moment. You get one moment in the morning and then you're done. So when I have to stop everything to do more moments, it's too many moments for me and I get very upset about it. Anyway, Rachel. Could someone moo while pooping and let us know if it helps so we don't have to look into this anymore?
You know I'm going to do that next time.
I will be mooing next time I go.
Yes, I will
bathroom.
Be too.
Just hear me. 7 a.m. The cat neighbors are like, who got a cow? It's just me. Last week, we talked about how the firefighters are going to start being able to, from the people in prison who are being firefighters will be able to be firefighters once they get out. Well, our governor, Gavin Newsom, officially signed the papers 2 days ago, 3 days ago, while sitting in a burnt down forest. Very dramatic of him. So that is officially happening. So that's cool. Just an update. It's official. Love that. And the NFL started this week, y'all. They're doing
NFL football. Got it.
Yes. Sorry. Thank you for putting that in normal human. I have to sneeze, but it's not going to happen. What if I moo?
Moo. Buzz like a bee. Pollen.
Bzz.
Bzz. Makes your nose tickle. No?
No, it doesn't. It makes my teeth tickle.
Okay, well, fine. I was trying to help you sneeze. Look into the bright light.
I got nothing.
It's
went
already
away.
Passed. Yeah.
It's
time. Lost it.
I lost it. It's gone forever. What was I saying? Oh, okay, so football started up against this week. They're doing like honor system. Like the NBA went intense with their COVID. They put them in a bubble. They're like, no one is in or out. This is it. And like everyone's getting tested and the NFL is like kind of doing honor code. So I don't know how long they're going to keep their games going because these people, they smash their bodies, smash into each other.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how it's going to keep going. But anyway, so football started. Woohoo. But the first game of the entire season, it was the Kansas City
Chiefs
are what are we calling them Chiefs still? Yes. It was Washington that changed their name.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs against I think it was the Texans. Yeah, because JJ Watt was there. But
are they? The Longhorns. I don't know what their name is.
They're named the Texans.
Oh, okay.
since.
Okay.
Judgy McJudgerson.
Not me.
Anyway, so their first game back. I'm getting so cozy in my chair right now. I'm asleep. Anyway, the first game back. So there's the NFL is where the kneeling started, kneeling during the national anthem. So what they decided to do was after the national anthem, all of the players from both sides of the teams linked arms and had a moment of silence for like what's happening in the world right now. So it had nothing to do with the anthem, nothing to do with the flag, nothing to do with the military. It was okay. Everything's said and done. Let's link arms to show unity. That's what they were doing. That's what they said. We're going to link arms and have a moment of silence for unity. They didn't even say like anything. They just said, we're going to link arms in silence for unity for what's happening in the world right now. And the Kansas City Chiefs fans booed.
No.
And I'm like, okay, so it's clear. It was never about the flag. Like people's protest against Colin Kaepernick's protest was never about the flag. It was never about the anthem. It was never about the military. You just didn't like that a black man was protesting racism. Wow. And that's because there had nothing to do with anything. It's not that you don't like how they're protesting. It's that you don't like that they're protesting. And it's like, you're just racist. That's the end of it. Like there's no, and I saw some people like, well, we just don't want, you know, we want a break. Like sports are supposed to be how we take our break. I'm like, black people don't get a break.
True.
Sorry. Minorities don't get a break. So they had a moment of silence before the football game. Get over yourself. You racist buttheads. Get over yourselves. Like, I just made me so mad. Also, because, like, I like Kansas, and so that made me angry. But the NFL has, like, for some reason, they had fans in the stadium for that one. But there were games today, and there weren't any fans in any of the stadiums today, which was the smarter move,
right,
in my opinion. All right, before we move on to more news, we're going to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. We do. We have three sponsors for today. So just hold on, all right? Just be patient. Love you.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're back. Oh, what else did I screenshot? Oh, I saw this. This made me mad. Instagram. Okay, so, Mom, you might not know this, but in your captions on Instagram, like under a picture, you can post a link, but it's not clickable. So you could say, like, oh, I have a new YouTube video coming out. And you could put the link there, but people have to literally sit there and type out the link.
No.
So that's how they've always done it. Like, that's just how it is. So most people say link in bio, and then they'll put the link in their bio. That's the only clickable thing. Apparently, they just got a patent, and the patent suggests that they're making it so they will charge people $2 to put a clickable link in the caption.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, money grab. So you have the ability. You know people want it. But, like, really? You need more money? Like, this doesn't make sense. And it's because they want people, like, little Etsy shops who are like,
yeah,
I made this jewelry. Check out my ex. Oh, Snoop just tried to bust into the door. Sorry. But it's like, check out my Etsy shop. Obviously, it would be way easier for people to check it out by just clicking a link that's already in their face, because that is people. If you say link in bio, it is
nine
a lot
times
harder.
Out of 10,
they're just going to scroll past them.
Nine times out of ten.
Well, so nine times out of Tim, how often would my father, Tim, click on the link in bio?
Not ever.
So it's way easier for people to do it. And I'm at fault for this sometimes. I'm like, hey, check out my new video, but I don't put the link. And I'm like, no one's going to check it out. No one's going to check it out. You have to put the link in front of the person, make it as easy as humanly possible.
Yep.
And so that's why a lot of people do Insta story where they're like, swipe up.
Yes.
Like that's where people do it. But
I'm so
like,
Twitter is going to charge?
No, Instagram.
Instagram. Oh, Instagram's- I thought you said something about Twitter. And I'm like, no, what?
Instagram is going to make it where they charge people to $2. Put the link in the caption. I'm like, you are buttheads. It's annoying because I'm like, it just proves that you knew that that's what we wanted. And it proves that you have the ability to do it. You're just a butt. You're just a butt. That's all. So YouTube. So apparently there's the group called the Nelk Boys.
I think that's the Boys?
N-E-L-K. Nelk?
Nelk?
On YouTube. Nelk. Yes. N-E-L-K.
Nelk? That's a word?
I think it's part of the boys that kept throwing house parties. Anyway, they are a group of boys that kept throwing house parties during COVID. So YouTube demonetized their channel.
Okay.
For actions that they took off the platform. It said for off-platform behavior. I didn't know YouTube could do that. But it makes sense.
Something about this. Okay.
So they turned off the monetizations on their channel. Hey, it kind of actually makes sense. They're a private business.
True.
They can do whatever they want. That's just at the end of the day. They can do whatever they want.
That's true.
So I'm kind of in support of the fact that they did that because I hate that these type of influencers are the people getting the spotlight. Not that I want the spotlight, but it's giving influencers a bad name. Mm-hmm. And it's like clumping, you know, when there's a bad apple, everyone looks at the bad apple, and that's just how it is. So I'm kind of glad that YouTube did this, but then also that stresses me out as a YouTuber where I'm like, oh, YouTube.
When are they
going
to say, oh, she burped on camera. We're not going to monetize
it's
that.
Not on camera. That's the thing, is that they were doing something not on the platform,
but they uploaded their video.
No, it had nothing to do with their channel. They demonetized their channel for off platform behavior. So what they were doing on their own time, that's what they got demonetized for. And I don't think YouTube has ever done that before.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, okay. So yeah, if there's a murderer who murdered someone, but his platform was all sunshines and rainbows, should he be able to continue making money off that sunshines and rainbows when he's a convicted murderer? That's where but his channel didn't break any rules, but it's what he's done off the platform. So then it's
okay.
You catch it up, Mom? You get it, thrown down?
It took me a minute.
It did. It took you a little bit. All right. And TikTok, the last bit of news I have. TikTok announced that they're not selling. Trump gave them till the 15th to sell. Right. And they were going to sell to Microsoft or something, but it went through. It didn't go through. It fell through. And so apparently they've announced that they're not selling, and they're still trying to sue the Trump administration. So everyone was like, I guess we're losing TikTok on the 14th. The reason Trump extended the deadline is because he has no plausible grounds.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get shut down. I mean, my bad if they do, but I don't think that they are. That's an extreme move.
Yeah.
And also, if he does, there are a bunch of Trump supporters on the app. They're probably going to get mad if that happens. All right. Mom's got a text message that she's trying to hide from me.
No, my phone's over there. I'm picking tape off the table. It's bothering me.
Am I that boring to you?
Not at all.
Okay. Before.
I was trying to bite my tongue.
Also.
About what?
Oh, his rumpness.
Okay, you need to stop scratching the table because it's worse than my dog eating things.
I don't know. He's eating things over there. What is he destroying?
It's a frog.
Oh, we used to have that.
Yeah, he just busted it open. He's had that for a while. I started putting all their toys away and only bringing one out every day.
Smart.
And so he's getting more interested in toys that we've had for a long time.
We have a bucket for Cinderella and she noses through it to find the ones she wants.
Yeah. Snoop does the same thing when he comes to your house.
Yep.
All right. Before we move on to the questions, because listen, I don't like doing games unless we have a guest.
Oh, we don't have a guest today. We weren't going to have Bailey today? What happened?
I forgot. Oh, it's late. Oh. Yeah, that's true. I forgot. No, I've not forgot about Bailey. Just forgot to ask a guest in general. I did see her today.
Yes.
But so let's check to see if we have another sponsor before we move on to the questions. All right. Questions for today. Jonathan asked, if you could have a national holiday, what would it be and why? National Voting Day.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Should be a holiday and everyone go vote.
Yes. Take away Christopher Columbus Day too.
I thought you were going to say Christmas. I'm like, no, wait, what?
Never? How dare you? my second holiday would be Christmas Eve. To make that a national holiday. Because too many people work Christmas Eve. Get out of here.
Yes, they do.
Stop it. Come on. Where's the joy? Mom, what holiday would you have?
Voting Day.
You can't steal Z's.
I can like Z's. I like that idea. I'm in favor of that.
But you can't make a new one.
National Sleep In Late Day.
So the weekend. Cute.
I don't know.
Miguel wants to know, how strict were your parents while you were growing up? My parents were strict. They were not as strict as they were on my older siblings because I was the last one and they were out of energy. But they were still strict. I couldn't have boys in my room without the door being open.
Right.
My mom had to know where I was at all times. I wasn't allowed to spend the night at friends' houses if they had brothers, which I thank you for that. That's why all my friends didn't have brothers. Okay, just not putting that together. My best friend was an only child.
That worked out well.
That worked out real well for me. No, wow. And then, yeah. I'm thinking back about all my girlfriends and none of them had brothers. And then I had guy friends, but yeah, I never spent the night at their houses.
No.
Oh, all right. But yeah, I mean, my parents were not the strictest that have ever existed, but you were pretty strict, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a good kid, so it didn't bug me that much.
Yeah.
Except when you didn't trust me and I gave you every reason to trust
Here
me.
Here we go again. Oh my gosh.
I'll stop.
Rachel, let it go. Just let it go.
No. I will not. How strict were your parents, Mom?
I grew up in that era where they were...
Be home by the time the street lights go on?
Yeah, pretty much. And I was the last one, so they were less strict with me than my siblings.
Growing up as like a kid, all my friends were in the neighborhood, so it wasn't... A big deal. Who were also only sisters or only children? How did you do that, Mom?
Oh my goodness!
Thanks. All right. That's it. Mod at Creeps Ballinger wants to know, if there was no pandemic, what would you have done this summer? I had multiple trips planned. I was supposed to go to Palm Springs with a few friends. I was supposed to go camping with my basketball team. Just a couple trips were planned. I was going to go. My friend Rachel Wintling also wanted to go on a different trip. And so I had travel plans, but nothing set in stone. Because, I wait to the last minute to buy my flights for some reason. So luckily I hadn't bought any tickets or anything, but I had plans to go on a bunch of traveling trips.
Yeah.
Did you have any plans, Mom?
Probably I would have been on tour with Colleen.
That's true. Colleen would have taken us around.
Yeah. Watching Flynn.
Ashley asked, how is Gwen liking her new air conditioning? I got my mom's air conditioning installed finally.
Yay!
Have you had to use it?
No, But I did turn it on for an hour the other day just because.
It's there if you need it.
Yeah.
That's
waiting for it to get over 70 so I can use it.
There you go.
There you go.
Nailed it. So we got it installed just in time to
just
not use
time.
It anymore.
It's lovely.
Paulina asked, how has the Twilight series been? I am rewatching the Twilight movies. I watched them in high school and college, I believe. That's when they all came out. Oh, man, they're terrible. I have no idea why I was so obsessed with the series when I was in high school. The books were better. And I'm rewatching the movies, realizing I didn't really pay attention to the movies that much because I read the books. I loved the books. And then when I went and saw the movies, I got really pissed because the movies weren't true to the books.
Right.
And I feel like any person who's obsessed with a book and then watches the movie feels the same way. Like, hey, that's not what the book said.
Yeah.
Like, you were given a script. Who said you could go off script? So that's how I felt. And so rewatching it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't really like the movies. And yeah, whatever. Noah asked, what, in your opinion, is the dumbest TikTok trend? There's one going around right now where it's you put a song in like slow motion or something and you have someone with anxiety listen to it and they like start twitching and it's fake. Everyone's acting like they have anxiety. And it's like, one, anxiety looks different in every single person. But two, like, that's not how some, like, I know it looks different, but it's like you can clearly tell people are kind of like faking it.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to say that because I very much am aware of mental health and mental struggles and things like that. But I feel like people are making people that do have anxiety feel like, do I not have it? Is that how I'm supposed to be looking? Because like, if you're faking it or exaggerating it, it can confuse or hurt someone who actually does have it. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't got it diagnosed, or they did and now they're second guessing themselves. Like, faking stuff like that can do harm. And so I think it's this stupid trend.
I don't like the one, call your boyfriend or spouse by their name.
That one is bull.
That one's just ridiculous.
That is so stupid.
It's
like,
it's,
do you not
don't
use your,
do it.
Do you not use names? I use names.
I use names. I mean, you can have pet names, but
someone shouldn't get upset because
you call
say
them
their
name.
Oh, that is pretty stupid. I hate that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
So Maddie asked, did you have Heelys as a kid or teen? No, I did not have
Heely.
It is when there's a wheel in the
sole
of
the
shoe.
Okay, yeah.
I did not have those.
No, you did not.
I think I knew better. I knew it was stupid. I was pretty smart. I was like, no, thank you. And then this... Adrian asked, well, could not figure out how to say her name. I'm tired. Asked, and I had to take a second because I don't fully know. I think I know my answer, but if a vaccine comes out for COVID, will y'all take it? I will take it, but I don't think so right away. Is that weird?
I'll still stay in confinement.
I'm going to stay in confinement for like a month. And
wait longer and
I'm
see how everybody else reacts.
How you
to
doing?
It. I will be the guinea pig.
I will trust this vaccine. I will be so excited. And I'm like, good. Get it out there, science. Yay, science. I'm going to take a second.
Yeah.
I'm like, also, like, I'm sure the line will be long. So I'll just let it be. So, yes, I will take it. But I'm going to take a beat. My mom, you waited to get me the chickenpox vaccine for a bit.
Oh, I wanted you to get the chickenpox.
Yeah, because you didn't trust the vaccine. The vaccine for the chickenpox is totally fine now.
Yes, it is.
Get the chickenpox vaccine. But
had you be around a person with chickenpox to get the chickenpox.
Yes, our pastor at our church got chickenpox.
You did not get chickenpox.
No, I think I have
a drink or something.
Yeah, I have a natural immunity to it, but to make sure to prevent shingles as an adult, I got the chickenpox vaccine and then the booster when I like went off to college or something. So that is totally safe. Yeah, okay. That's all the questions and topics I have.
That's it,
Let's have a guest next week.
Let's do that.
Let's get a guest on. Oh, yeah, I think they're announcing this. My brother and my sister-in-law, their podcast is coming out this week, I believe.
Oh, good.
It's
well, they announced they have one. They just recorded it today. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, I know that they recorded it. Okay, I didn't know if they announced when it's coming out.
Oh, no, I didn't see that either.
I'll ask Christopher before I post this. But I believe it's coming out this Thursday. Check it out. That's it. It's what they're... Let's talk about what we learned this week, I believe, is the title, which is... I already made fun of them. It's a little long. But let's talk about what we learned this week is their podcast. It should be fun. So check that out. My merch drops in October. I'm very excited about it. And yeah, that's all I got.
That's exciting, Rachel.
All right. Do you have anything to add, Mom?
No. Be all safe.
Right. You be safe.
Everyone be safe.
Everybody be safe.
Be nice, people.
Also that.
Yeah. That's check all.
All right. Check to see if you're registered to vote.
Yes.
All right. I love you. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.